Okay. For organizing. We're going to probably change the minhag. Usually you start with divrei halakha and like heavy sugyas, and then afterwards you get the lighter. I'm going to try and deal with a sugya which is quite complicated, but please God, we'll get through it, even though it's 11 o'clock at night. Hope you all had a good Shabbos afternoon shop. The question that I want to deal with is, it's in my mind probably one of the greatest anomalies in halachic literature. We have one mitzvah that we on Rosh Hashanah from the Torah, and that is Tkiyat HaShofar. You would think, how complicated is that, this blow a horn? However, and we'll see that the Gemara kind of comes to a amount of how many times we have to blow. We then have the Rishonim that kind of come to that there was a minhag that we'll see that was spread from the Rif and all of Svaraj to France and the entire Ashkenaz. There was one minhag that none of the Rishonim understood, that at all it didn't make sense according to the Gemara, but that was a minhag both for the entire Sephardi and Ashkenazi world. And so the Rishonim try to work out what that minhag is. So then we have the Shulchan Aruch that paskins against all the Rishonim. It's almost unheard of that you have a sugya in the Gemara that the Rishonim understand according to the Gemara it should be X, but the minhag is Y. Then you have the Shulchan Aruch that says we're not going to paskin like any of the Rishonim, and he comes up with his own kind of thing. And then what's interesting is we don't do not what the Shulchan Aruch does and not what any of the Rishonim say. We do our own thing. So, what I'm going to try and do is try and understand what's going on over here and understand how we should blow, what was the minhag that all the Rishonim did, and what the Shulchan Aruch said, and that we don't follow any of them, we just do our own thing, and let's try and make sense of it. Okay, so we'll do it outside, mainly because my Shut Bar Ilan is broken, so I couldn't make a Daf Makarot, but also it's probably at this hour. It's probably easier to do it outside than to inside. But if anyone wants to know the Makorot, you can ask me Toch Kedai. And please God, if we need to, we'll read it inside. So you won't think that I'm just making up stories. Okay. The Torah, basically, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns out, Daf Lamed Daled, that we have to blow 9 blasts from the Torah in Rosh Hashanah. We have to blow a Tekia, a Trua, and a Tekia. 3 times, okay? That entire, if you blow it, 9 entire blasts, you are yotzei from the Torah. Why? The Torah has mentioned 3 psukim where we use the word trua. Two of them regarding Rosh Hashanah, one of them regarding Yom Kippur Yovel, the Gemara Exegzera Shava. Okay, so we've got 3 truas. Then the Gemara learns out that every time you have a trua, you also have to have a tkiah before it and a tkiah afterwards. So we know we have to have 3 truas and a tkiah and a trua before. Sach hakol, 9 blasts. Then the Gemara says, but we don't know what a trua is. We have 3 possibilities of what a trua. We know that trua means a sound that sounds like a cry. But we don't know how to cry. The Gemara gives 3 options. Either Ginucha Ganach, that basically means a wail, like a sighing, ha ha ha, what we call shvarim, or it's a hysterical wailing, which is the 9 short blasts, the trua. Those are the 2 options. And the Gemara says, and perhaps you need to, maybe it's both. You start sighing with a shvarim. Ooh, 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 and then you go into a drrrr afterwards. Those are the 3 options. So we know you have to blow 9 blasts, but we don't know what the middle blast has to be. So therefore, in order to cover our bases, how many blasts should we have to blow? 27. Very good. the mathematicians are going here. It's 27. Why is it 27? Because we blow Takia, then we're going to have to blow Trua, but we have three possibilities of Trua is. Either Trua is Shvarim, dot, 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 or it is Trua, or it is both, Shvarim, Trua. And therefore, you have to do all those three possibilities, you have to do it with all the tkias. So it's 9 times 3, 9 times those three options gives you 27. The truth is, we call it 30 blasts. Why? Because if the option of Shvarim Trua is actually, if you're going to, you can count it as 1 or you can count it as 2, which is a separate discussion. There is a machloket. So we'll leave that for now. But let's call it 27, or the way we call it 30, because the Shvarim Trua, we're going to call it as 2 blasts. So you have a group of 9, a group of 9, and a group of 12. So 12 plus 9 and 9 equals 30. So far, so good? Everyone with me? So, okay. Now, the Gemara says that if you just blow those 30 blasts, you fulfilled your obligation. No matter how you want to swing it, you're going to fulfill your obligation. Here the Gemara says 2 other dinim. Number 1, the Gemara talks about that they used to blow when they were yoshvin and blow when they were omdin. The simplest understanding of that is that they used to blow before Musaf and they used to blow during Musaf. So if they used to blow before Musaf, so we should say, okay, you're going to blow the 30 blasts before Musaf, and during Musaf, you would think you'd have to blow another 30 blasts during Musaf. One other Gemara, and then we'll start piecing together what the Rishonim say and the Minak. The Gemara says that when you blow, it has to be through the brachot. We have the brachot on Rosh Hashanah is Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. And therefore the tkiot should be blown, when you blow the shofar, it should be, remember we said that there were 9 blasts, i.e. 3 groups of Tekia, Trua, Tekia. Each one of those 3 should be correlated to the brachot. So when you blow for Malchiyot, you should have a Tekia, Trua, Tekia, Zichronot, and Shofarot. But now, okay, now comes the confusion. During Musaf, when we do Chazarat Hashatz, when we do Malchiyot, the Gemara says, Midoraita, you have 9 blasts. And you have 3 brachas, and every bracha you should have 3 blasts for every bracha. Nachon? Then we said that we don't know what the true is, so we gave 3 variations. What should be, when we say Malchiyot, what should we blow? In order to, and then Zichron and Shofarot. What should be the logical minag in order for us to cover our bases? What? Tkia, Trua, Tkia. If we just blow Tkia, Trua, Tkia, but maybe Trua isn't the right one. Maybe Shvarim is the right one. What? 33. Why 30 for each? 10 for each. Remember, I need to blow, from the Torah, I need to blow 3 blasts for Malchiyot, but I don't know what that blast is. So I need to blow, when I say Malchiyot, I should do Tekia, Shvarim Tekia, then Tekia, Trua Tekia, then Tekia, Shvarim, Trua Tekia. Or whichever way you want to do it. But Sach HaKol, you do those 3 variations for Malchiyot, then the next brocha for Shofarot, and then the next brocha for Zikron, and then the next brocha for Shofarot. If you do those 3 variations for the 3 brochas, total you'll come to 30 blasts, and you've covered all your possibilities, yes? Everyone agree with that? Okay. Here comes the minag that the Rif brings down, the Rambam brings down, Rabbeinu Tam brings down, that was in Chachmei Ashkenaz and Svarad. The minag was as follows. When we blew Malchiyot, they used to blow Tekia, Shvarim Trua Tekia, end. I.e. 4 blasts. When they got to Zichronot, they used to blow Tekia, Shvarim, Tekia. And when they got to Shofarot, they used to blow Tekia, Trua, Tekia. I.e. the total in Chazarat Hashatz
were 10 blasts. When we did Malchiot, we did 4. When we did Zichronot, we did 3. And when we did Shofarot, we did 3. How did that work? We just said that you have to, we don't know what a true is. There are 3 possibilities. Nachon? We also said that you have to blow, when you do the brachot, you should blow 3 blasts. But if we don't know what the middle blast is, we said you have to cover your bases, you have to do a minimum of 10. Oh, so Ben is saying, but hold on a second. We did the 30 before. Okay, what's the problem with that? And by the way, some of the Rishonim give the answer, but we're going to get to, I'll come back to Ben's answer, but you understand the problem. The minag was basically do 4 blasts when you do Malchiot, 3 blasts when you do Shofarot, and 3 blasts when you do Zichronot. Sacha called 10 blasts in the Holo Chazarat HaShatz, which doesn't cover the Safek that the Gemara says is a Safek, and it's a Safek Doraita. And this is the one mitzvah that we have on Rosh Hashanah. According to the Minag, it could be that we didn't fulfill our mitzvah. Yeah.
When does the
blood
shofar and the Spanish
come? No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to, remind me at the end. You have to, so just to complicate matters, Mark has brought out that there are some people that blow during the silent Amidah. That, according to the Magen Avraham, is a hefsek and shouldn't be. It comes from the Arizal. It's not actually. The truth is, the Rambam actually brings it, but the Rambam doesn't have in Chazarat Hashatz. That we do both is a later institution, that you do it both in the silent and the thing. Some Rishonim had you do it in the silent, some Rishonim had you do it in the Chazarat Hashatz, but no one had that you do both. That's a later Chiddush that comes already from the time of the Arizal, but most of our poskim say that it's a hefsek. But Bezrat Hashem, we'll see what the machloket is between the Magen Avraham and the Arizal if we finally get to the answer thing. So we have a minag that doesn't make sense according to that all the Rishonim ask, how can you be yotzei with such a minag? Now, we're going to deal with 4 answers. The first answer is the answer of the Rif. The Rif says, because we blew the 30 blasts, then we don't want to be tircha de tzibura. Tircha de tzibura, I mean, we spend like 15 hours in shul, but tircha de tzibura, we don't want to make them listen to another 40 seconds of blast. So because of the tircha de tzibura, so we're just going to blow 4, then 3, and shalom al Yisrael. The issue that the other Rishonim had with the Rif's answer is that what do you mean that we've been yotzei before? Now, the reason why, what's the ikar blowing? We said the ikar blowing is connected to the brachot. And you just blow, the Gemara says, why did we blow before? And kedei la'arbevet ha-satan. So get everyone confused. So you're making the tafel the ikar and the tafel, i.e., you're saying that you're right, during the brachot, it's a safek whether we're going to be yotzei. Yeah, actually, you can't be yotzei because we don't know what it is. No matter which way you do it, you're not going to be yotzei. But we've already blown it before Musaf, but that is not the ikar. It means the ikar blowing should be in Musaf, connected to the brachot. So, and then tircha de tzibura, what kind of answer is that? Lichora. Okay? So that's the question that the Rishonim had on the Rif. Rabbeinu Tam said it doesn't make sense. Rabbeinu Tam decided to change the minag. Now, just to clarify, this was the minag that both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim had. And Rabbeinu Tam says, although that's the minhag throughout the Jewish world, I'm going to change it because it doesn't make sense. What does the Rabbeinu Tam change it to? What would we expect him to change it to? That when I say, Malchiot, how many blasts should I blow?
10.
Says Rabbeinu Tam, you're right, that's what it should be, but I don't want to change the minhag. So what am I going to do? When we do Malchiot, we're going to blow Trua, Shvarim Trua, Trua. When we do the next Brocha, Tkia, Shvarim Trua, Tkia. And the next one, Tkia, Shvarim Trua, Tkia. What did he change? Instead of the first one doing Shvarim Trua, the second one Shvarim, and the last one Trua, he said all three of them, instead of you're going to blow four blasts. Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. The next set, you blow Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. And the last set, Tkia, Shvarim, Trua. Once each time. So Sachachol, instead of going from 10 blasts, we've now gone to 12 blasts. How does that help? How does that help? You still have a suffix. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no. Because if you blow Shvarim and Trua, then you kind of covered yourself. Because if it's a Shvarim, then it's a Shvarim. If it's a Trua, it's a Trua. If it's a Shvarim and Trua, then you've covered yourself.
You then have a
but then, oh, the Gemara says, well, if the Gemara asks that question, the Gemara says, well, why don't we just do that? If we don't know what it is, if it's a Shvarim or a Trua or Shvarim Trua, let's just blow Shvarim Trua. What was the Gemara's answer? Can't do that. Because if it's a Shvarim and you blow Shvarim Trua, then after the Shvarim, you've got a Hefsek because you were meant to blow a Tekiah afterwards. And in between, you've got a Trua. So how does Rabbeinu Tam's answer solve it? So Rabbeinu Tam says, you're right, it's a problem of Hefsek, but I think that we don't worry too much about Hefsek. His famous line, the famous line of the that the Ran quotes him saying, it's a great line, so it's a one-liner. He says like this, ורבינו הנה לתקוע ואמר מוטב שנחוש לספקות ולא נחוש להפסקות. Better to worry about the safek and the hefsek tov, we'll live with it. Why? Because there's a Gemara that says that if you blow teisha shaot, all the blasts in 9 hours, i.e. one blast an hour, you yotze. So he says, what about a hefsek? So he says, you see that the hefsek isn't such a problem, and it's a machloket in the sugyas. The problem is that lichora goes against the Gemara. So here I want to give the answer of the Baal HaMa'or and the Ramban, and then hopefully we'll get to the... How much time have we got?
7 minutes.
Okay, fine. So I'll do it quicker. Right? So the thing is like this. The Baal HaMa'or comes out... First of all, the whole Baal HaMa'or is just one big chidush from the beginning to the end. First of all, he says like this. He says, there was never a brocha on Tkiat Shofar. That we say, Baruch Adam Litkoa B'Shofar is a made-up minag after Chachamim, after the Gemara. We made it up. What was the Ikar brocha on the Shofar? Malchiyot Zichronot Shofar. Point number one. Point number two, Vadai, the Ikar of the blowing of the Shofar is Malchiyot Zichronot Shofar. That's why there wasn't even a brocha made on it. You blow, you say the brocha of Malchiyot, and then you blow the Shofar. So he says like this, so if that's the Ikar, how could it be, how could the Rif say, because we, what Ben said, we blew it beforehand, so I'm kind of Yotze. Says the Baal HaMa'or, that doesn't make sense. According to my opinion, Vadai, the Ikar blasts are during Musaf. In fact, the brocha that we make in the Tefillah is the brocha of the Shofar. So how can it be that the minag is only to blow 10 blasts? You're not covering yourself. And here he brings down the opinion of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon explains like this. Rav Haigon says that really, midoraita, the Torah says just cry. Trua means to cry. The Torah doesn't stipulate how crying is. Some people cry with a trua, some people cry with a shvarim, some people cry with a Shvarim Trua. And the truth is that in the times of the Gemara, different communities had different minagim. Some people, the way they used to, the Rav told the Baal Tokeah to blow a Shvarim. And in another community, it was that. And then the Rabbi Abahu came and he made a takana. He said, we can't have this. That every time I go to a different shul, someone blows a different set of what a Trua is. So what did he do? He said, we'll put them all together, right? So that we won't hurt anyone's feelings. All the minagim will be kept and that. But Me'ikar Adin, says Rav Haigon, whether you blow with a Shvarim or whether you blow with a Trua, or whether you blow with a Shvarim Trua, you yotze from the Torah. Says the Baal HaMa'or, this is what happens. Me'ikar Adin, since you can be yotze like that, that's why they wanted to do the minag based on that. And therefore, that's why, since you've already fulfilled your obligation. But he says, what they did before Musaf doesn't count for anything. But since Me'ikar Adin, he holds like Rav Haigon, so therefore you only need 10 and you still fulfill your obligation, midoraita. There's only one problem with it. Lichora goes against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, we don't know what it is, and it sounds like a real tzafek. According to the Balamor, he's saying, no, it wasn't a real tzafek. Really, it can be done whichever way you want. But the Gemara seems to imply that it was mamish a tzafek, and therefore you have to blow 30 blasts in order to be yotzei the tzafek. Ramban gives a different answer. Ramban says that not that vadai, you can't, it's a proper tzafek, and therefore you have to blow 30. But says the Ramban, who says that you have to blow 30 during Musaf? Here says the Ramban, a beautiful chiddush. He says, the Ikar blast can be before Musaf. And if we blew 30 blasts, we yotzeh. So why do we have to blow? The Gemara says you have to blow again according to every brocha. Says the Ramban, when you blow the shofar during Musaf, that's not a din in Kiyat Shofar. What's it a din in? It's a din in Hilchot Tfilah. That the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah has to have a shofar blast in it. But what shofar blast? Who cares? Who cares? Says the Ramban, as long as you do something, you have to blow it. He brings an example. Tanit Tzibur, in the times of the Gemara, what did they used to do? They used to blow the shofar. But no one's worried about, you know, how exactly. It's a din in the tefillah of a Tanit Tzibur that you have to have a shofar blast. So says the Ramban, that's what we need. And since that's what we need, and we fulfilled the Safek before, we fulfilled our mitzvot Tkiyat Shofar before Musaf, so therefore we just do any minimum amount because we fulfilled the obligation of Tefillah. So that is the answer of the Ramban. But here comes, look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, okay, who's he going to follow? And by the way, the Ramban paskind like the minag. He says it doesn't make sense, but that's what the minag is. And he brings that because we fulfilled the 30 blasts before, therefore we're not going to be matriach the tzibur. It comes along the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuch Saribet, no. He says, and our minag, v'achshav noagim litkoa l'malchiyot tashrat shalosh pamim. Shulchan Aruch paskins, what do you do when you blow malchiyot? Three times, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, and then for shofarot, for zichronot tashat, tkiya shvarim tkiya, tkiya shvarim tkiya, tkiya shvarim tkiya, and then for shofarot tarat, three times. Doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense for, according to any shita, and it's not brought down by any of the rishonim. Okay, and the Rama says, no, we're going to follow the Rabbeinu Tam, who changed the minhag. What was Rabbeinu Tam's big wild chiddush? For malchiyot, I blow tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. For zichronot, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. And for shofarot, tkiya shvarim trua. The Shulchan Aruch threw out all the rishonim and came out with a minhag that doesn't make sense according to any shita. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's a printing mistake. Doesn't make sense. Mamis, this doesn't make sense. I can't figure it out with any, doesn't fit any shita in the rishonim. And therefore it's a printing mistake, and bottom line, the Rama says we blow tashrat tkiya shvarim three times, I sacha kol 12. What do we do? We don't blow, as far as I know, also the Sfaradim don't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ashkenazim don't paskin like the Rama. What do? We do the logical thing, that when you do malchiyot, we start with tashrat, then we do tarat, then we do tashrat, I 10 blasts. And then when we go to the next one, we do another 10 blasts. And then we go to another 10 blasts. Who's that based on? It's based on the Shlach HaKadosh, which was really the most logical thing to do. But what's unique about over here? There was a minag that none of the Rishonim, they all had to do, flip-flops in the air to try and work out what it is, but they weren't prepared to change the minag. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and he changes the minag, but he doesn't want to change it so radically. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, creates a new minag that we haven't heard of, and comes along the Shlach HaKadosh, and he says, well, we're going to do what's most logical, we're going to go that, and that's what we do. The truth is, it's actually brought down in the Aruch. But besides for the Aruch, this is something. When we blow the shofar, we cover all our bases according to the most logical thing. But what's unique is that the Rishonim didn't want to change the minag. Even though we're talking about a Safek Doraita on one mitzvah a year, that you could be that you're not going to be able to be yotzeh with, they said the minag of Am Yisrael is minag. Minag mevatel halacha. It's not so pashut to change the minag. Because Rabbeinu Tam decided to change it. And then once Rabbeinu Tam changed it, so I suppose, I don't know, you know, once you change something, so now it's just a free fall. It's a pellet. It's really a pellet. The Mishnah, I'll read what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, Umikom makom, v'makom shenoagim keminageinu. I, the minag of the Rama, ein l'shanot. He brings down the minag of the Shla, and then he says, but if there is a set minag, then don't change it. So bottom line is, I think the world now, I don't know if anyone doesn't do what the Shla Karosh says, that we do the most logical thing, but it doesn't follow. You should know, it's not according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not according to the Rama, and it's not according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam, Rif, Balam, or Ran, Rosh. None of the Rishonim.
Is this the only case in the Halacha where we have such a...
It's, put it this way, it's one of the strangest or wildest cases that I've come across. Sorry? On Yom HaDin, we're going to say, forget the Minak. We need to cover our bases. We're just going to go with the most, you know, we need to cover our bases. But Lichora, it's a pellet.
And the
Arizal. The Arizal, thank you for that. What's it dependent on? I think it's dependent on this. The Magen Avraham says, how can you blow during the silent Amida? It's a hefsek. But the Arizal says yes. I think it's dependent on the machloket between the Baal HaMa'or and the Ramban. The Baal HaMa'or understands that when I blow the shofar in Musaf, it's to fulfill my mitzvah of shofar. The Ramban says, Mapito, I fulfilled my mitzvah of shofar before Musaf. Why do I blow the shofar on during Musaf? Because that's a din in Hilchot Tefillah. If it's a din in Hilchot Tefillah, it can't be a hefsek. So during my silent Amidah, if I'm blowing, it's part of my Tefillah. But according to the Magen Avraham, he says it's a hefsek because he understands. Mapito, the shofar isn't a din in tefillah. The shofar is a din in kiyat shofar. And therefore, vadai, what are you doing during your silent amina, blowing it's a din in a hefsek? Lichora, I think that could be the argument between the Magen Avraham and the Arizal based on what is the nature of kiyat shofar in Musa. I don't know what the minag is. That would make the most sense.
Yeah.
Because then you don't need to, then it would fit in. That really is because it's a din in tefillah. So you don't need to cover every possibility. You just need to do a basic thing. If that's the minag, then that would fit very nicely. Okay? So, shkwach for trying to fasho at this late hour.
En la final.